Tribulations he will deliver. He's the greatest one he's got. Let me all sing it. Say, say.
Great is the Lord, my conqueror.
He's never failed.
Has never failed me yet.
Through all my trials,
tribulations, he will deliver. The greatest one he's got.
And see, great is the Lord, he's my comforter. He has never left me yet. In all my days, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He's the greatest one he's got. Let me sing it, say.
Great is the Lord, my comforter.
He has never left
me yet.
In all my days,
I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Yeah.
The greatest one he's got.
Yeah. Oh, see, great is the Lord. He's my warrior. And he has never lost one yet. The enemy comes like
Here we go.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was strong.
Praise. Come on, come on, come on, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a wonderful day, for this is a day that God has made, and He has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. Truly, He's been good to us. Come on, let's welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, help us. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. He's been good to us. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Somebody say, been so good. He's been so good. Somebody know that he's been good to you. He's been so good, kept us all night long. He's been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord, one more time. You made a way. You made. You made a way, nobody but you, God. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. One more time, everybody, thank you. Somebody got something to be thankful for. You, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good, God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank every head bow, every eye close. Our Father and our God, again, it's in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Father, we come this day, this hour, to say thank you. For you've been good to us, brought us just on last night to this present time. And Lord, we come to say thank you right now. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be here and, Father, to see smiling faces, shake glad hands. Thank you that we come to worship you today, spirit and in truth. Thank you, your Holy Spirit reign in this place. Thank you. Thank you for your preach word. Thank you for pastor, and thank you now. Crown him with wisdom. Crown him with knowledge. Crown him with understanding. From the top of his head to the sole of our feet. Bless these, your people, your musicians, your choir, these young people, your ushers, deacons, mothers, members and friends. Bless them that we all be on the same accord. Come now, Holy Spirit, in this place. Manifest your spirit within the hearts and minds of these, your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We say amen, 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 amen. At this time, come on and give God some more praise. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are any parishioners, you may let them in. A morning scripture. can be found in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. Amen. The book of Proverbs. Chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. We will read all the way up to verse 9. And it reads, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. The purpose here, look at what God's word says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to give the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will obtain wise counsel. To understand a proverb, an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. Verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. We will now be blessed by our youth choir. Give them a hand as they come.
God. Jesus is worthy to be praised. How many believe that today? Oh, come on, don't fool me now. Do you really believe it today? Jesus is worthy to be praised. He woke us up this morning. He put food on our tables, shelter over our head. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise God. We give God all the honor and all of the praise today. Amen to Reverend Kitchen and to Reverend Guyton and to all of the officers and to the mothers and to the ushers, to you, my father's children. Amen. Those of you who are here and might be in your cars on social media, amen. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And we say to you that we are so happy, we are so elated, amen, to have you in our midst today, praise God, to be a part of this wonderful day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm happy in Jesus. Amen. I can't be happy about anything else. I can be happy in Jesus because he supplies my every need. Come on, somebody. He gives me peace of joy. Amen. He gives me everything that I need. And so I'm so grateful today. Amen. Just to be here. Praise God. Once again, we want to thank all of you that shared last Sunday in our 154th church anniversary. Amen. Thank you so much. And especially we want to thank those of you that was able to share in giving $1 per year. Amen. If you have not completed that, you still have time. Amen. After the day, the interest kicks in. So just want to let you know. Praise God. But we thank all of you for your contributions. Thank you so very much. Amen. Now, we want to let you know that Sister Melissa O'Neill, amen, she's got, she's distributing food bags for the children that are going back to school, amen. The school food kits will be available to first come, first serve. So I believe they're going to be having that right after this morning service and then also after the 10:45 service. So if you have some children that are going back to school, they have some going back to school food kits for you downstairs. So stop by and get one. All right. Also, for safety precautions, I've been asked to announce if you're attending both services, you must be rechecked for your temperature for the second service. And especially if you are leaving the building and coming back. So we ask that you will please do so. Amen. That we might be able to keep things safe and know who is here, that we might be able to contact you in case something happens. Amen. So we ask that you would please cooperate with our team that we might keep you safe. We ask that you continue prayers for all of those that are on our sick and concern list. We realize that prayer still works. So we ask you to continue praying for those who are sick and shut in. We want you to pray for Deacon Rivers, who had surgery on last week, for his recovery. Pray for Sister D. Walden, one of our ushers. Pray for her family, her mother who had a stroke on the brain. Pray for her and pray for also for the family, her eldest sibling, Anthony Daniels, passed last week. We had been praying for him. He was in hospice, but the God, our Father, decided to call him home. So let us keep the family lifted in prayer. Amen. And please, she's asking that you continue this prayer for her mother, because you know this is a hard time.
when a mother loses a son. Amen. So we ask that you would pray for them. Pray for Deacon Russell Vaughn. He had a fall. Amen. And he's recovering. Pray for his son, Branding, who's out in California. He had a stroke. Amen. Seems like there's a lot of strokes going around. Young folks having strokes. Amen. So we ask that you pray for that family. We have a praise report. Sister Tasha Harrow, we ask for you to pray for her daughter on last Sunday. She had to go through some tests for a growth in her breast, and the test came back negative. Amen. So we can praise God for that. Praise God. Amen. Pray for the Stewart family, if you will. Pray for Dr. Richard Kimball, who's recovering from surgery. Pray for Deacon Griffin's father, who had a stroke. Keep praying for Reverend Guyton and his wife. His wife is recovering at home. Amen. He's here today, so keep him lifted in prayer also. Amen. Pray for Reverend Darryl James. Amen. Aquila Hackett. Sister Javita Moore. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. Because we never know when we're going to be there. Amen. And we're going to need somebody to pray for us. Now, we have a special request today. It's a prayer request and a praise all together. Amen. Our own Deacon Dorsey Johnson turned 90 today. Amen. Praise God. And so let's keep him lifted in prayer. The family is celebrating his birthday. That if you would like to stop by and show him appreciation, they have a drive-by at his residence. You're invited to come by after church between the hours of 12:30 to 1:30. And that the address there is 1190 Winbrook Drive. 1190 Winbrook Drive, Powder Springs, Georgia. Zip is 30127. So if you'd like to go by and show him a little love and show him that you appreciate, the Lord has blessed him to turn 90 years old. Amen. Praise God. That is a blessing. All right. God bless you. We're going to get ready to hear. This is our Youth Sunday, and we're so happy to have our young folks here early in the morning. Praise God. Praise God. Let's give them a hand as they come at this time. Thank you so much. Thank you.
your feet. You are praising the Lord. Get up off of your seat. You better clap your hands. You better stomp your feet. You better praise the Lord. Get up off of your seat. You better clap your hands. You better stomp your feet. You better praise the Lord. Get up off of your seat.
Folks fired up early in the morning. Give them another hand if you will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are so happy that our young folks haven't gotten discouraged. Amen. They're yet holding on. And as they get ready to go back to school, amen, we want you to be praying for them, because there's a lot of obstacles out there that gets in their way. We need to pray for their protection, amen, as they go back to school, that God will take care of them. All right, I just want to share a word with you this morning, and hopefully encouraging to our young people as they get ready to go back to school. There in Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 8 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. It says, "My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ointment of grace unto thy head, and a chain about thy neck." Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to come before you and your people, that we might say a word for you. We pray, Master, that thou would take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Send a word this morning, dear Lord, that your people might hear. They might be set free. They might be delivered. They might be saved. Come, Holy Spirit, and dwell in our midst today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to leave this message with you. What determines success? What determines success? We realize sometimes we, in this society now, think we all got it together. Amen. And we feel many times that because we have been to school, got an education, got a degree or whatever, got a good job, that we are successful. Practical advice for youth going back to school is that when we think of the challenges that our young people are facing today, amen, we as adults
needs to make sure that we are living an example for them to follow. Amen. If we're not careful, the world will raise our children more so than we will. Amen. And children, when we think about it, children are wonderful. How dull life would be without them. And remember, we were once children ourselves. Amen. Teacher said to a student, "What are you, an animal, a vegetable, or mineral?" The boy replied, "I'm a vegetable. I'm a human being." Y'all catched it on the way home. Amen. It was the little girl first day at school, and the teacher was making out her registration card. "What is your father's name?" she said. "Daddy." "Yes, I know your daddy, but what does your mother call him?" "Oh, she don't call him anything. She likes him." A girl student to a boy student. "Too bad you flunked the test. How far were you from the right answers?" The boy says, "Two seats away." I thought I'd give you a little humor this morning because it's early in the morning, sort of to loosen you up. Amen. Just so I have your attention. So back to school, amen, back to life, back to reality. These words don't sound the best, but reality is something that we all have to face, whether it's school, work, people, or whatever. Amen. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verse 51 and 52, it says, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." One of the most annoying types of people is a know-it-all person, a person who has a dogmatic opinion about everything, is close to anything a man knew. His mind is close to anything new. He resents discipline and refuses to learn. Solomon called this kind of a person a fool. Do not be a know-it-all. Instead, be open to advice of others, especially those who know you well and can give you valuable insight and counsel. Learn how to learn from others. Remember, only God knows it all. Amen. In this age of information, knowledge is plentiful, but wisdom is scarce. Wisdom means far more than simple knowing a lot. It is a basic attitude that affects every aspect of life. The foundation of knowledge is to fear the Lord, to honor and respect God, to live in awe of his power, and to obey his word. Faith in God should be the controlling principle for your understanding of the world, your attitude, and your actions. We must learn to trust God. He will make you truly wise. Our actions speaks louder than words. Amen. This is especially true in our home. Children learn values and morals and priorities by observing how their parents act and react every day. If parents exhibit a deep reverence for, amen, the dependency on God, the children will catch these attitudes. Let them see your reverence to God.
amen, teach them right living by giving worship, amen, an important place in your family life, and by reading the Bible together, amen. So, my brothers and sisters, what determines your success in life more than anything else? Think about it for a moment, if you will. Is it money? No. There are many wealthy people who have failed at the things that really matter in life. Is it education? No. There are many highly educated people who have made fools out of themselves in life. Is it opportunity? No. Some have been in just the right place at the right time and still fail miserably. I do not want to shock you today, but it is not even being a Christian that determines whether or not you will be successful in life. But there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians but have failed miserable in life. The answer to the question is, what determines your success in life more than anything else is your attitude. Amen. Our attitude determines our approach to life. Yeah, that's why it tells us there in Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We are individually responsible for our outlook on life. It would be impossible to estimate the number of youth who have dropped out of school, the number of jobs which has been lost, the number of promotions missed, the number of marriages ruined by sorry attitudes. But almost daily we witness jobs that are held but hated, marriages that are tolerated but unhappy, people who have many acquaintances but few friends, all because they are waiting for others or the world to change. Well, listen. The world is not going to change to fit your mold. Young people, you have to change your attitude. You need some class when it comes to dealing with people in life. And the definition of class, of people of high quality, integrity, status, or style. Our attitude determines our relationship with other people. Your success is in life is tied more to an AQ rather than an IQ. Your emotional age is more important in life than your physical age. Your attitude and your ability to just get along with other people will many times be the only difference between your success and failures in a relationship. And your ability to maintain relationship with others will determine your true success at work, at home, and in your life. That's why Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 12, he says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen. Our attitude can change our problems into blessings. Amen. Joseph learned this. He learned how to forget. Paul learned this in Philippians 4:11-13. He says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned even whatsoever state I'm in therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to be abound, and everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen. It lets us know, brothers and sisters, if we allow God to guide our life, that we will be successful. The future looks bright when your attitude is right. Our attitude is not automatically good just because we are Christians. Amen. It has to be cultivated. That's why Paul spoke these words in Philippians 2, 3 through 8. He says, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon a man him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. We should not think ourselves to be higher than somebody else. Amen. We need to learn how to humble ourselves, then God will exalt us. Amen. Do things for the right reason. Amen. That's what Paul tells us in verse 3. He says, do things for the right reason. Regard others as more important than you. Amen. Do not talk down the person, but lift them up. Do what is best for everyone else rather than, amen, selfish reasons trying to please yourself. Amen. You need to look beyond people's faults and see their needs. Amen. Christ served both God and man. Christ was not power hungry, but rather he denied himself in service to others. That's why he tells us, if you're going to follow me, you've got to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. Brothers and sisters, wanting to be improved or better yourself is risky business. Whether you're going back to school to complete or to further your education, whether you're a mother who has made decisions to re-enter the workforce, whether you, a man, change careers, whether you are relocated for a betterment of your family situation, whether you are committed yourself to losing weight, whether you are developing a new hobby or interesting to broaden your horizon, whether you are dedicating yourself to a sport, whether you're planning to participate in a mission trip to Brazil, or whether you are growing church in need of this new age, it is time for you to recognize the fact, whatever your situation is, when you begin to make a change, it becomes risky business. If you're going back to school or back to work, the hour that now requires you to be in class, amen, and study, or to be on the job, has to come from somewhere. We can't create more hours in a day. So sometimes, brothers and sisters, we have to give in order to have the time return to school or work. Taking a new job, amen, and relocating your family is risky, but you find yourself in a new work environment, living in a new community, having a developed new friendship and relationship. Don't be afraid to step out of the box. Just ask the Lord to enlarge your territory. Amen. Participating in mission trips or whatever the Lord has put on your heart to do, don't be afraid to step out and to make a difference in this world. Those of you going back to school, remember what will make this year a successful one. It is having the mind of Christ, which is a good attitude toward your parents, your teacher, and your future. I want to challenge each of you to engage in risky business. I want you to feel freedom that comes with the touch of the Master's hands. Amen. If God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. Amen. When Nadine Stair of Louisville, Kentucky was 85 years old, she was asked what she would do if she had her life to live over again. She says, I would make more mistakes next time. I relax. I would limber up. I would be sillier than I had been this trip. I would take fewer things seriously. I would climb more mountains and swim more rivers. I would eat more ice cream and fewer beans. I would perhaps have more actual trouble, but I've had fewer imaginable ones. I would take more chances. So listen, as I get ready to close here, listen to this prayer offered by Sir Francis Drake. He says, disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrive safely because we have sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, with the abundance of things we possess. We have lost our thirst for water of life, having failing in love with falling in love with life. We have ceased to dream of eternity, and in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heavens to be dim. He says, disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas where storms will show our mastery. Amen. Where losing sight of land, we shall find stars. We ask you to push back the horizon of our hope and to push us into the future in strength, courage, hope, and love. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say to you today, don't be afraid of challenges, because God has promised never to leave you and never to forsake you. If we would learn, amen, to do the things that the Lord has given us to do, He will make ways out of no ways. Following God can be risky business, but man, it is an eye-opener. I don't know where I would be if I have not followed the instructions of the Lord. I came to Georgia and didn't even have Georgia on my mind. But praise God, when you stretch out on faith and move by the power of God, knowing that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You got to remember the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. He says, but first seek ye the kingdom of God, amen, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then he goes on to tell us in Matthew, chapter 6, verse 21, he says, for where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. Amen. So what determines your success is that you put your life in the hands of God. Stop trying to figure things out when God has already worked it out for you. He has created you. He has a plan for your life before the foundation of the world. He knows what tomorrow holds for you. So stretch out on faith and say, Lord, here I am. Take me to tomorrow. I'm going to walk in your grace. I'm going to walk in your mercy. I'm going to follow your will. I'm going to do whatever you put before me. Because, Lord, I know if you be for me, who can be against me. Hallelujah. Amen. So your success is determined by your faith in Christ Jesus. That's why we must be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in the righteousness of God. So I say to you young people, as I get ready to leave you now, get ready for the challenges that are coming before you in your new school year. Whether you're going to another grade or going to a college or going to a job, whatever it might be, get ready, get ready, get ready. God's going to do great things for you in your life. God is going to make ways out of no way for you in your life. If you would just keep your hands in God's hands, He will bless you in whatever you are doing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to stretch your faith. Be like Abraham. Believe God. Amen. No matter what He brings before you, whatever He puts before you, He's going to be with you. Amen. That's why David said, yea, do I walk through the valley and shadows of death, because He is with me. So we don't want you to be afraid in your new year, in your new challenges. Just go there, amen, knowing that God is going to take care of you. So this morning, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is a good time to give your life over to Him. And realize that your success in life is determined by your faith in Jesus Christ. Don't be hung up on your abilities. Get hung up on the things of God. That's why the songwriter says, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt, because I knew that the Lord would work it out. Because my faith is in Christ Jesus. It's not determined by what man says about me. So I say to you young people, don't let nobody dictate what your day is going to be like. You just know if you got God on your side, that you got all that you need. Praise God. Let us stand to our feet as we invite you to Christ today. If you have not given your life to Him, now is a good time to surrender to Him and say, Lord, here I am. Take me, use me for your glory. If you're home, in your car, wherever you might be, just stretch forth your hands now if you're not saved and say, Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me back and own me as Your child. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do Your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I recommend to you to get into a Bible-believing church where you can grow, amen, in the Word of God. Amen. And for those that are on our sick and concerned list, those that needs comforting because they're bereaving, we ask that you would stretch forth your hands toward the altar now. Maybe there's somebody in your life that you know that you need to be an intercessor for. Just stretch forth your hands in faith and say, Lord, I'm giving them to You. I'm giving You my problem. I'm giving You my situation, Lord, because Your word says casting all cares upon You because You care for us. So here we are, Lord. Here we are. Here we are coming to You with all of our cares, with all of our problems. Heavenly Father, hear our cry today. Take hold of our situations. We pray for healing today among the sick, those who are recovering, praying for those, dear Master, that might be getting ready for surgery or coming out of surgery. We pray, dear Lord, that I touch their bodies now. Give them what they stand in need of. We pray, Father, for those who are convalescing at home, Lord. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them peace today to know that you never leave them. You never forsake them. Oh, God, we're praying for those who are bereaving today. Comfort them right now. Let them know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, we're praying for your deliverance right now for the son of man. Turn them around before it's too late. Father God, we're praying for this country, for this nation, that thou would have mercy upon us today. We come from Master asking you to search our hearts and our minds, that whatever you find that is wrong, please move it right now, that you might hear our cry and you might heal the land. But Lord, we need healing today. There's so much killing in this world. Lord, have mercy. Replace hatred with love now in the name of Jesus. We pray for fathers, for mothers as they get ready to prepare their kids to go back to school. We pray for the children that you protect them, put a hedge around them, keep them safe from this coronavirus, Lord. We're praying for the staff, for all of those who are the educators, Lord, that you would just protect them and keep them in your care. We're praying for those who are still virtually learning, Lord. Encourage them to keep on seeking the better things in life. Oh, God, we put all of our cares in your hands and say, Lord, take care of us. Bless us now. Keep us in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. We pray that we have said a word to encourage you. Amen, and to encourage our children. Give our young people a hand and say, sang so beautiful this morning. Give our musicians a hand, our directors, amen. Give our ushers a hand, if you will. Sound technician, give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience, and we thank God for you today. We pray that you be blessed. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Again, we thank you, those of you who are sending your tithes and your offering in, and those of you who are bringing them, we thank you so much, amen, that you have been dedicated and committed, amen, to blessing the church during this pandemic. May God bless you and may God keep you. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen, amen. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Have a blessed day and week and be safe. Amen. Amen. Love you all.